com.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free here. Hour number two, that's what we're kicking off right now. The we includes me, Ian.
And Brett.
Brett is here courtesy of the School Sucks podcast or project.
Yes.
Both, as a matter of fact. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And we've got Bill in Nebraska who's talking to us about a disturbing story. He's moved out there for work recently. He went to a church, talked to a pastor there, kind of confided in him, or what he thought was confiding in this pastor, that he's been having a tough time. He doesn't have his daughter out with him. She's expected to move out. And he's just been having a difficult time with that. And he expressed this to said pastor. And then all of a sudden, the police showed up at his workplace and were inquiring about him and managed to acquire his phone number and called him up. And said that, Bill, you're back with us. They said that one of the officers said he wanted to meet you in person just to check on you, make sure you're doing fine. You told him you are doing fine, and you didn't need him to check on you, and that's where we left your story off.
Yeah, correct. And then, basically, he asked me, is this your birthday? And then he was actually wrong on my birthday. He didn't have the correct year. Hmm. And I'm like, where would you get that information? Because I asked my work, they didn't give them my information.
Okay.
So he didn't get my phone number or my birthday from my work, which it kind of creeped me out a little bit. And then he's like, well, if we can't come to your house, can we meet you somewhere? And then we just need to get a little information. We need to get it in the system. And I said, whoa, in the system. I'm like, I'm not meeting up with you guys. And then he continued to go on and say, well, if you're not willing to meet up with us tonight, we're going to have to come back to your work. And I told him, I'm like, you're going to come back to my work? I'm like, if you come to my work, I'm not answering any of your questions. And he's like, well, this is policy. And I'm like, you know the difference between policy and law. I'm not going to answer any of your questions. I did not commit a crime. I did not do anything wrong. And he's like, oh, I understand that. I need to clear this up. And I just called him on his bluff and I said, you come to my work, you're going to harass me at work, or we're going to have other problems. I don't want you showing up at my work.
Okay.
And then I called him on his bluff and he said, all right, I'm just going to write this up. And that was it.
Well, what do you know? He cleared it up anyway. Apparently he didn't need to meet you after all.
Well, I mean, there's the way you tell the story, it certainly sounds like what Ian said, a very creepy kind of totalitarian nanny state,
mm-hmm.
Big Brother. I mean, it has all those elements of it. I think that, police...
You just need to make sure you're okay.
That kind of a thing, right? If you want to color it just a little bit darker than it might actually be. Police are obedient, not... often deep thinking about, maybe on their own they're engaged in all kinds of deep thought, but at work it's an obedient profession that has lots of procedures to follow. And, I think that if the perception on your part was threat, and I mean, you're totally right to feel that way. It's very strange. And
whenever the police call me, I don't expect it to be a love note. I don't think they're going to tell me about how great I am. It's usually a threat, right? There's usually some sort of reason they're calling. And in a lot of cases, it's to investigate probably something that you are alleged to have done or something they want to find that you've done. And so, yeah, I think you made the right choice in this case to not answer the questions. I mean, it must have been nerve-wracking to some extent.
Yeah.
It was. And one thing he kept saying was, oh, we're not going to check you for warrants. I'm like, I have no warrants. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure if I had a warrant, you would have known that already because you have all my information. Somehow you got
right.
My birthday, you got my name, you have my phone number. I'm sure you know if I have warrants, and obviously I don't, so I'd like to be left alone. And I kept telling him I'd like to be left alone. And then after he said he cleared up, he called me back and said, have you changed your mind? And I said, no, leave me alone.
You know, it would be interesting, just curious, to see what he would have said had he shown up at your workplace, you know, ignored your demand to not show up and just shown up anyway and started trying to ask you questions. I wonder if he would be asking you about, you know, have you been thinking about suicide? You know, those sorts of things to kind of lead you into being maybe taken into custody for one of those, they call them in Florida Baker Acts. There's different names for it around the country where somebody can essentially report you to the police and then they'll just put you in a mental health ward for up to 72 hours. I wonder if that's where he was going with this.
Yeah, like a deliberate escalation as well. Well, the question that I would have, follow-up question, Bill, as far as the pastor and the church is concerned, you know, my advice, maybe I don't need to tell you this, would be to not go back. Because if that's the pastor's first call, you going back and confronting the pastor about your, you know, disapproval of what was done would probably only result, I'm just guessing, you know, I'm just kind of extrapolating, in more police involvement.
Yeah, I would say find a new church.
Well, yeah, that's right. I actually called up with to express my displeasure, and I said it was handled unprofessionally. I'm like, if she had an issue that she felt like she needed to call the police, she could have called me first and asked me specific questions. But it seemed, what disturbed me even more, it seemed like she was trained, because thinking back on it, she was asking me questions like about my work, but she did it in a sneaky way. And I honestly don't think she listened to a word I said.
You're talking about the pastor?
Correct.
Okay.
And it seemed like, I don't know if she had government training, and I don't want to speculate, but it seemed like she was just trying to get information out of me. In retrospect, that's kind of how I figured it. But she was asking me about my work, and I said, yeah, I told her where I worked, and I said, yeah, it's all right. I'm just starting there. And
was this your first conversation with this woman?
No, I saw her. I went to a service once, and I just said, hello, how are you doing? My name's Bill. And, I just introduced myself, and that's it. That's all I said. And then, I had a good relationship with my pastor at my last church. So I just thought, it would be the same.
You figured you could confide in her. And, Bill, I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it, and hopefully the cops will leave you alone from this point on. And thanks. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Yeah, there's obviously a broader problem here as well. I mean, I think there has been some effort to co-opt organizations like churches by the state for this very purpose of collecting information. But the broader problem is that, you know, people say, there's a problem. Well, who do you call? Mm. Who do you call when there's a problem? And, you know, that's the police. And that's
someone who cares, not the police.
That's very sad.
Loved one.
Yeah, it speaks to, I was going to say the conversation we had last week, but there's been so many of them on this show over the years of this inculcation of dependence, you know, dependence on the state, dependence on the authorities. And yeah, there's a problem. Well, time to call somebody who knows how to help.
So many times people have called the police when they have problems, say with family members. The police have come and either harmed someone or exterminated someone's life. And it seems like you do not want to call those people if you can at all avoid it. Let's go to Mike. He's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian and Brett. How you doing tonight?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. Love your show, by the way. First time caller. One of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, I got two things actually, was about 2 months ago, you had mentioned to me that you had some video game systems. I myself, I'm an old school gamer. I like the Nintendo and Super Nintendo and such. And you said you bought a cable for like $80 or so that you can hook up from your old school video game system to an HDTV. And it actually allows you to see every pixel the way it was meant to be seen. What was the name of that cable that you had? Because I actually moved out to Oregon from New Hampshire. And my stuff is actually back in New Hampshire right now. And I'm just going to have my parents ship it out.
So what you're looking for is a SCART cable. It's a SCART cable, S-C-A-R-T. It is. You'll also need a SCART converter, a SCART to HDMI converter as well. And you're probably going to spend like $80 to $120 or $200 on the whole deal. I know you had another point you wanted to get to, so stand by. SCART's technology from the EU or the UK or whatever over in Europe. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype as well, and we're going to get back to Skype in a moment. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer, and also don't forget our website features so many different things on the site. One of them is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you've been thinking about getting some bitcoins. You've gone so far as to get a bitcoin wallet, perhaps from CryptoKitz or from blockchain, and you've got your wallet, but you don't have any bitcoins because the wallets don't come with bitcoins, typically. So you've got to get them. And one of the best ways to do it, in fact, the best way to turn cash into coins is cashintocoins.com. You go there and you can select your bank. At the moment, there is Wells Fargo, and I did see an email between Mark and the site's founder today inquiring about what's the status of the other banks, and I hear we're going to be given more information about that soon. As of right now, Bank of America has been removed from the site. So Wells Fargo is still there. You can use that as an option. And it, basically what you do is you go to cashintocoins.com, you get the deposit information, go to your most convenient Wells Fargo branch, deposit. You don't need an account. You put money in their account, cashintocoins.com, and then you take the deposit receipt, you write your identifying code on there, take a picture of that, send it to Cash Into Coins, and then usually by the next business day, you'll get bitcoins in your bitcoin wallet. It's that easy, and if you do less than $40 worth, there's no transaction fee. If you do over 40 bucks, it's a mere 3%, which is a heck of a deal for exchanging a currency like this. So go to cashintocoins.com. You can get your bitcoins that way, and it is so easy. It's safe, it's fast, it's legal, and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. We will keep you informed as to the banking situation, as to maybe they're going to be announcing a new bank soon. I'm not real clear on what's happening, but I'll let you know when I know. Cashintocoins.com. All right, let's go back to Mike. He's in Oregon. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Hey, Ian. I didn't quite, before you went to the break, it's called a SCART cable, C-S-C-A-R-T?
That's correct. Yeah, the SCART cable is originally from the, I think it's from Europe, essentially. And what happens is the old game systems like, let's say, Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo, as you mentioned, these all have pinouts that carry RGB signals. And RGB is essentially the breakdown of the origins of the graphics that are kind of pushed into these old connections. So like televisions, you remember the old screw-on connector on the back with just the one pin that goes in there? That's called the RF connector, and it carries both audio and video signals, and it's the worst way to play video games. So basically, the SCART connector allows you to tap into the graphics source that all of these systems are output, apparently. Most of them do. Maybe not like the old Atari 2600, but most of the stuff from the late 80s and on pretty much has these things. I don't know why my mic's cutting out. Anyway, the SCART cable carries that information, and then you can get a SCART to HDMI converter, which will make it so that your current television set can take that signal. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you. Also, the other thing I had had to do with the Pro XPN. I just recently put it on my computer, working great. One of my questions I have for you is, and I called Pro XPN on this, and I could barely understand what the woman was saying because she had such a thick accent, so I didn't want to ask her to repeat it. But I said, can you guys, when someone uses your service, this allows the you to get around the NSA from spying on you. So in other words, if you are using your Pro XPN and you go to a website, the government cannot see where you're going. And she says, that's correct. And I says, how can a service exist like this if the government can just say, you guys aren't allowed to exist, you're preventing us from spying? Why don't they just shut CorrectPN down if that's the case? Or does the NSA kind of bypass that and can actually see where you're going?
Well, okay, so first of all, I don't think that you should believe that by using Pro XPN alone that you're protecting yourself from the NSA. ProXPN will effectively protect you from your internet service provider snooping on you. ProXPN is a private, global, virtual private network, and it encrypts your data connection both in and out of your computer. So it helps. I mean, it certainly helps. But I can't speak for the ProXPN company, and I believe they're based in Europe. I forget which country it is. So presumably they might be out of the reach of the NSA, but then again, the NSA is a pretty long reach. So I wouldn't just presume that because you're using ProXPN, if you were to be targeted by the government, that it would just protect you wholesale. I think you still need to take extra security precautions on top of that, such as using PGP, such as using Tor over ProXPN. ProXPN is an excellent starter solution for protecting your privacy online, but I wouldn't say it's a solution to flummox the NSA.
No, it's a big step, though, obviously, because if you think about how obedient most ISPs are, the government is one phone call away from your information,
right? So,
if it's not encrypted.
So ProXPN doesn't log your information in that case. So that helps. But, yeah, I mean, if they want to get you, you should take extra steps, like going beyond just encryption and using PGP for communications and things like that.
Okay. Actually, Ian, one other thing quickly. You and I actually met last year in the summer briefly. I was up at – there was a girl up in Lincoln, New Hampshire, actually. Her name was Carrie, and she invited me over to – her house for about an hour. I actually used to work for the Liquor Commission in New Hampshire.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, you were the guy who was willing to let me into the liquor store because I've been banned from all the liquor stores in New Hampshire. You told me if I ever needed some liquor, I could come to your store and you wouldn't report me.
And after I started hearing your show, and I saw like up on the computers, Ian Bernard or whatever, no trespassing, Jason. I'm like, you know what? Guys are good. You're not hurting anyone. No victim, no crime. It's all good.
Awesome. Well, hope to see you back out in New Hampshire one of these days, Mike, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think it was the birthday party of our friend Carrie, who is like the PR guru, kind of helps us out, gets us a little extra press for Free Talk Live. She actually works for the Free State Project as well. She's a great person. So.
Mm. Yeah. Why were you, again, just so if people aren't familiar with that story, you were banned from all liquor stores. And how does a man get banned from the liquor store?
You go and sing Christmas carols, anti-drug war Christmas carols at the liquor stores.
Of course.
That's what we did. It wasn't just me. I was banned. Derek J. Freeman was banned. And Jason Talley was banned as well. So we were all participants in the Shire Choir, which was probably 2 years ago now, going to different liquor stores and singing. We actually sang inside the liquor store in Concord. I think that might have been what set them off, really upset them, and had them write this no trespass order against us.
So you were banned from the liquor store, and then because of that you turned to pot?
No, certainly not. Actually, I don't think I've ever purchased anything from a government liquor store.
Right.
So anyway, 855, 450, free, so it hasn't really affected me. And we actually went back to the liquor stores this year. Shire Choir was back.
Great.
And I was on their property anyway, so screw the ban. All right, so we'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450, free, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Lots of stuff is on our site. In fact, features including listening options, live streams, we've got them, different bandwidths. There's broadband, there's mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in, and you can also listen to us on over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast. We've got satellite listening options, including free-to-air, which means that you can get Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, all the other great shows that you hear on there, on your satellite. If you don't have one, you can get, and when I say on your satellite, that presumes you already have a free-to-air system. Probably you don't. So if you don't already have a free-to-air system, there's equipment that you can get that is fairly cheap. You install it once, and then you don't have to pay any kind of monthly fees to listen to Free Talk Live, hence the name free-to-air. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. We've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Listen.freetalklive.com. That is no good, that microphone. Oh, actually, you know what? I think it's my headphones. You can still hear me, right, Brett?
Yeah, you sound good. I don't hear you cutting out.
Okay. No. Yeah, those are my headphones, and I apologize about that. All right. That's good. It's always nice when it's the headphones. You don't have to trace the signal.
They are cheaper.
Figure out if it's the microphone or the cable or the board. So Free State Projects. You know what? The Free State Projects Liberty Forum is on the way, and it's happening in about 2 or 3 weeks. Coming up the February 20th through the 23rd. It's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. To be around hundreds of like-minded people. People who get it. When it comes to the ideas of liberty. Of course, that's the concept behind the Free State Project. The reason why you and I are here together tonight, Brad, is because of the Free State Project. Bringing thousands of people who believe in liberty all to the same geographic area. And in the case of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, it's going to be that and amplified even further because hundreds of those same people, some of whom have already moved for the Free State Project, some are considering a move, some have not yet moved but want to.
You could argue that it's the best concentration. Because here we
you
all
mean the
are.
The Liberty Forum itself?
Yeah, here we all are in this big state. A small state, but a big plot of land. Pork Fest, another one, but people are more spread out.
That's right.
Everyone is really close together.
In one hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And there's, of course, dozens of speakers that you can go and see, like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, Free State Project founder Jason Sorens, Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, you know, the creator of the Liberator, the first 3D printable gun that actually works. These are some of the speakers. There's literally dozens of them. So go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about that. That's nhlibertyforum.com. We're going to be broadcasting live. I hear, Brett, that you may be recording an episode of your show there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so there's going to be all kinds of stuff to do, but most importantly, interesting people to meet. People who actually care about freedom, who are willing to do something about it. That's the real highlight of the Liberty Forum, is the connections you'll make. These are, if you're a Free State Project signer, if you're someone who has signed the Statement of Intent and you intend to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you're going to be meeting your future neighbors in this case, which is really cool. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, grab your tickets now. We will see you there in a few weeks. We go back to the phones and the fun. Actually, in this case, we go to Skype, where Michael Dean is on the line from the Freedom Fiends. Hey, Michael.
Holla, holla, holla. Hey, it's not your headphones, Ian. It's the hamster in your brain. The hamster in my brain's making noise today, too.
So what's on your mind, dude?
I'm calling about something that's groundbreaking, and it's called Free Speech Me, and it's a program that a friend of mine, Jeremy Rand, came up with. It's a plug-in for Windows or Linux. It's free, it's open source, and it allows you to easily surf .bit domains. You know about .bit, don't you?
Tell me about it.
I called him before and talked about this as a theoretical thing a while back. Basically, Aaron Schwartz, the internet activist who, they said he hanged himself. He was found dead in his apartment a while back. He was facing like 50 years in a federal prison for something with computers that shouldn't be a crime. He came up with this idea, and another guy came up with this idea about 4 years ago of like decentralized domain name registration through a Bitcoin type system. So you could have domains that would resolve on any computer but couldn't be shut down by a government and couldn't be hijacked nearly as easily. So,
which we've seen happen a number of times where the U.S. federal government will just simply, they'll call up ICANN, which is the centralized domain name registry, and they'll basically say, you know, we don't like that Brett Vinat. He's a troublemaker, and we're just going to go ahead and, we'd like to go ahead and take his domain name, and then there goes schoolsucksproject.com.
Yeah, it's interesting how many of their problems can be solved by, you know, one phone call, unfortunately.
Well, my problem can't be solved by one phone call because basically Jeremy's come out with this thing. People could search .bit before, but it never really had adoption because it required changing a bunch of stuff on your computer, and he's made it really easy. And I'm calling people up today trying to be his press agent and tell people about this, and I'm as evangelic about this as Ian was about Bitcoin 4 years ago, and people were like, Bitcoin? No, I don't think that'll work. And this is, I don't know if this is as important as that, but this is more important than the printable gun, and I'm a huge fan of the printable gun. The printable gun, though, was only a proof of concept. Like, they're not really very good guns, and nobody's come up with a printable rifle yet. But this is something that could take the internet out of the hands of the government, literally. And I've been calling all day, like, heavy hitter tech blog people with, you know, like millions of viewers, people I know who've blogged stuff I've done before. And I'm trying to explain it to them, and they're like, oh, I don't know. I have to go blog the latest iPhone. That's easier, you know, but we have a video about it. We have tutorials. We have the source code download. We have the program download. It's at freespeechme.org. Okay. That's freespeechme.org.
So this uses Namecoin, is that right? This is the decentralized kind of altcoin competitor to Bitcoin?
Yeah, and I've got free speed, freetalklive.bit. So, Ian, whenever you want it and know that
you're
need
squatting.
It, send me. I'm saving it for you.
You're a friendly squatter.
I'm saving it for you for free. I'll send it. It cost me 7 cents to register,
wow,
worth of
what a deal.
Coin. But I will give it to my friend Ian when he wants it.
So what you're saying is, Michael Dean, that this Free Speech Me, this plugin, for which browsers? Or wait, is it an app?
It's for Firefox. No, it's a plugin for Firefox. The same plugin works on Windows or on Linux.
Okay, so this is the solution to the problem of accessing these Namecoin registries. So, Brett, let me know if we've lost you at any point here in this technical discussion.
I'm a little lost, but I get the general concept, and I think it's very exciting. I'm actually warming up to this faster than Bitcoin because I understand what Michael is saying.
So I purchased some Namecoin a little while back when I found out what it was. About a year ago, I bought some Namecoin, and I lost some money on it. Basically, it lost half its value since I purchased it. I ended up selling it. But the reason I bought it was because I was excited about the idea that it's a different the difference between Namecoin and the other alternative currencies is this idea of this decentralized DNS system, which is, for those that don't know, the DNS is the kind of the lookups, the registry, if you will, the internet. When you type in schoolsucksproject.com, you go to your computer essentially inquires with the DNS system, and it comes back with, oh, well, that's 96.27. Whatever, and then your browser goes to that number. You don't see this happening. It's happening behind the scenes. But as Michael pointed out, if the government wants to shut that down, they want to shut your website down, it's no problem. They just go and snag that from the centralized database. But the Namecoin thing is, on one hand, it's a currency, but on the other hand, it's kind of a system to decentralize the DNS system. And so you can use this Namecoin system to, as you said, Michael, purchase a .bit?
People aren't going to use Namecoin the way they use Bitcoin as a currency. You can. I mean, they're about $5 each right now, and you can register about 50. They're actually about 10 cents per domain to register now. You can register about 50. They renew every 8 months. You have to renew them yourself for another 10 cents. But the thing is, Jeremy is working on a whole list of things. We got an Indiegogo campaign. He has an incredible list of things that he wants to add, like functionality for auto-renewing, integration with Tor, so you don't have to use a computer-readable long number for a Tor address. You could have, like, you know, Free Talk Live, Tor.tor.bit.
What you're saying, the main thrust of this, at least at this time, Free Speech Me, and was freespeechme.org, you said?
Yeah.
The main thrust of this plugin is to make it so you can actually go to these .bit websites. It was very, very difficult to access these .bit websites until this
morning.
Plugin. I'm very excited about it, Michael, and thanks for calling with the heads up.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. There's more on the way here. You can take control here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been so busy on the phones and on Skype here tonight, we haven't had a chance to play any of that Snowden interview. But it's still sitting in the prep pile. Yeah. If we get a chance, we will get to that. Of course, your calls come first here. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way. And if you have that as an option, I would prefer that you connect to us via Skype because it just sounds so much better on average. Squarespace.com, you thinking about putting up a website of your own? Maybe you've already got a website. You want to upgrade. You want to move into the 21st century or at least into this decade with the look of your site. Well, make it current by going to squarespace.com. They've got awesome designs, graphically pleasing, professionally designed websites. You can go and get started right now with just your email address. You don't need to give them any credit card information. They believe that they've got such a great system that you're going to be so impressed you'll sign up later on. And there's no reason not to, considering you are probably going to be pretty blown away by the designs. They're pretty great. And, of course, you can tweak them to your heart's content. Maybe you're one of those kind of people that likes to get into the guts of a website. You can do that with Squarespace. But the general way Squarespace works is easy. You can drag and drop content right from your desktop onto your page. You can rearrange the elements on the page very easily. So it's a killer customized content management system. And you go to squarespace.com. It's design focused. They really care about their design. Their templates are extremely clean and allow your content to be the focus of your website. You get started with the trial right now over at squarespace.com. 99.99% uptime. You want to do e-commerce? They've got a package that makes it shockingly easy. and you can do so. You can set it up in just a few minutes. Squarespace.com, whether you want to do a blog site or a portfolio for some of your artwork, maybe your photographs, this is the place to go. Squarespace.com. And when you're ready to order, you can get 10% off by using our discount code. What's it cost? $8 a month. That's the regular price for their hosting package. And if you buy a year in advance, you'll get a free domain name. So go to squarespace.com. Use discount code FTL2 to get 10% off at squarespace.com. Again, that's FTL and the number 2, squarespace.com. All right, so let's go back to the phones, shall we? Or in this case, Skype. We've got Temper on the line in legal land on Skype. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to disagree about how computers seem to make people less creative or I don't know exactly what you guys are trying to say, but to me, computers...
Well, I wasn't making that statement. I was listening as Jared called in to inquire of Brett as to how he felt about Jared's belief that kind of the constant attention to, say, devices of some sort by young people, in this case children specifically, might be destroying their imagination. So with that in mind, go ahead with your thoughts, Temper.
Yeah, you're more correct than what I said. But what I think is that with computers, there's two routes that you can take, and that's you can be a user or you can be like a creator on a computer. And a creator is like a coder. And once you get into coding, this whole world opens up where you really are only limited in what you can create by your imagination. And I don't see that in any other technology. Like, if you're a carpenter, you can only create what's physically possible with wood. If you're an engineer, you can only build a building that makes structural sense. I mean, you can't make like that staircase that goes on forever, even though you can draw it. And computers, like, yesterday, a guy called in to Peace News Now, and he was talking about this new Bitcoin derivative that actually allows computer programs and data to be in the blockchain, and I don't understand it all yet. But, I mean, that's the type of thing that just seems like it empowers this massive amount of creativity that – I mean, it might all be data centric and might all be computer centric, but it opens this world that you just can't find anywhere else.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And I'm not very tech savvy, so I can't speak to a lot of the things that you've mentioned, Temper. But what I can say is that I was in college in the late '90s for communications. So we learned how a radio station works, how a television station works, how you go out and shoot a news package. Mm-hmm. And we were using the cable access equipment in the town. And this was all VHS and, analog line editing equipment at the time. But there was a whole room dedicated to taking raw footage and turning it into a polished half-hour finished product. Well, as soon as I graduated from college and wasn't in those classes anymore and didn't have, Bennington, Vermont Cat TV access anymore, mm-hmm. I said, well, that was nice, but I'm not going to get $30,000 to go out and buy all that equipment so I can do that. Well, that was 15 years ago. And in that time, obviously, there's been a huge revolution, which, on the downside, made the college degree I had completely useless and worthless because it's completely irrelevant.
I didn't know you went to school for media. That's interesting.
I did. And, so all of these creative impulses that I had no outlet for so long. Today, I work with an Asus G73 gaming laptop and Sony Vegas Pro 10. And I, not to toot my own horn, but I think I've been able to do some pretty amazing things.
That alone is a better setup than the $30,000 equipment you were talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're right that if you are a creative person, you do have a much easier way into, even not even talking about the coding that you're talking about, you have an easier way to have a creative output today for less effort and a lower price in less space.
And no gatekeepers.
And no gatekeepers.
Because the old way used to be you had to have a television station or, you know, in this case you had like the public access station, but you had to have some sort of venue that you could put your creativity on. And a lot of guys couldn't make it. You know, you can't make the cut. You can't, or you don't have one of those public access stations, or nobody cares about it. So the old ways, there was all kinds of gatekeepers, big corporations, big TV companies that would stand in your way. Now you can just go straight to YouTube or one of their competitors. There are several of them, and you can be seen in that way and build your brand and build your reputation.
The problem is, and I think you touched on this just briefly, Temper, that this technology and the access and ease of this technology is, I feel at times, almost splitting society into like two different species of doers and followers and consumers, right? So you have the doers, creators in one group, the people who are actually taking this technology and using it to either forward their own creative projects or a philosophy or a political message in a constructive way. And then there's people who are just consuming it. And this goes back to our earlier conversation of people who are just, you know, trying to fill up space that wouldn't be spent in their own head with their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. So it's something that some people are becoming very, very dependent on, and it's almost having a dumbing down effect. But then there's other people who are creative and driven, and they're realizing that this is the tool that will help them rise to new heights. You know what I mean? So it can go both ways.
Sure.
Unfortunately, over 95% of everybody in this country spends about 15,000 hours in institutions that kind of teach them to internalize this idea that they're supposed to fight their creative impulses because they're capricious and frivolous, and you know, you're not
stay between the lines.
And that's never, yeah, you're right. It's never explicitly stated. And there's all, you can walk through a middle school and see signs that say like "be creative" with a trail of stars.
Question authority.
Maybe that one's probably gone.
Right. Temper, what do you think? I mean, do you think Brett's onto something here? Is it a double-edged sword technology?
I definitely think the question authority thing is gone out of schools.
Yeah.
As far as what Brett's saying, I mean, he's absolutely right, but that transition from creativeness to followness, it can happen just instantly. All it is a mindset. And I understand what he's saying where, if you are a follower or you are this type of person that you have this head and you have these thoughts, but you don't want to have any thoughts, so you constantly have to have some sort of device that's keeping you entertained so that really you're not thinking. Really, you're just engaged in somebody else's thoughts, and then that's like this safety net for you because you don't have to worry about ever getting any criticism.
So yeah. It doesn't really sound like you guys are disagreeing at all.
No.
Thanks,
I was
Temper.
Hoping for a debate.
Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Technology is definitely a double-edged sword in a lot of different ways. It can be used for freedom. It can be used to restrict. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.